Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. And I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there've been times that I thought I couldn't coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
So true, so true. Once again, another edition. I'm Tim Aldred, author of the book. Author of the book, Bamboozled, Seed by Lies, My Never Sinner. You know, it took a while before I realized what effort I am to put out to get my life on the frequency that I want it to be on. And I say that it is very important for each of us individuals who are raised up in AD and a Domini era, where we know our birth certificate stamped and sealed with our name and date of birth, our parents' name and the place we live, is under a jurisdiction. And what is that jurisdiction that makes your birth certificate a legitimate legal document? Do you know? Is this serious? This is serious because we only accustomed to go to church. and assume everything that they tell us, because it is not easy to come up with a reason why our parents would be going to church. And it is not the best thing to do. They're not criminals. They're not going out and do any bad things, we know. They try to live the good life. It's not easy for us to discover that something is wrong. Somebody decide to start acting like they really like you. And let's say, not putting anything intimate to this, just that somebody just decide to start, you know, like reverence you, like, and, you know, they just adore you. Wouldn't you, I mean, question that? Why this person? Now, if you think the person is a little nutty, you're not all that sober, then you understand that. You understand, you know, to like keep this person at a distance. But what happens if you think this person is in control of what they're thinking? You don't see a logical reason for the person to behave with such respect to you that you don't, they don't pay to, and you know, say they're paying that to other people, but you, wouldn't you begin to have questions in your mind? It's kind of like unwanted attention. Why somebody is portraying to you that they respect you so much? They might want to do something to you, because it's not easy to find somebody that just show, reflect to you, oh, they respect you, and like, you know, they think you are like a divine angel or something, according to the way we think about things. So what I'm saying is that what we have to do, like I said, I started to realize what I have to do, make my life be what it wants to be, because there's nobody around for me. There was nobody. All the years that I am trying to live a good life, please the Lord Jesus and everything like that, I never really see anybody that, you know, piques my attention. No? Mm-mm. And I can tell you, I have a brother that was in the church, like from he was about maybe 14 or so. So I'm in the church from when I am 7, you know, so, and he is 4 years older than me. So I was, you know, way down there. He was 14 in the church, right? Yeah, you know, I could be like down there like about, yeah, so my brother was like about, yeah, about that, about, was about 14, 13, and I was like, so down there like 4 years behind him, right? So I'm like about 11, 12 or somewhere about there. So my brother left the church because he didn't like certain things that he saw going on in the church, not with people out of the church, in the church, in the process of a service, ghost manifestation. He just did not like. Didn't bother with the church anymore from that. Now, everybody else in the church
you know, people,
what we call it, backslide, you know, stop faithful to the church. And, you know, but you have, you know, the world full of people who believe everything. Know about the Holy Ghost and God and Jesus and the devil in the Garden of Eden. The whole bag of nonsense. Right? So it took me, you know, another half a century before I began to read seriously and find out for myself that the Bible is not a good book. All right. Another point I want to raise to you is that, you see, the fact that we are raised up with that mindset, we don't have any other knowledge into our heads. You don't have no perception of anything else. So we are mentally cooped. And when it comes to having a sense of what to do and what not to do with your life, you only are accustomed to what the Bible says. You learn in Sunday school and other services. It's not easy. You know, I mean, when you're accustomed to one type of thinking about and your views of things, your judgment and everything is controlled by just this idea. It's not easy for anybody to walk away from that. It's not easy because you learn gradually, right? You learn gradually about the things you grow up with. You learn them gradually. So it's an educational process. Every time you go to church, is an educational process, although you don't think of it like going to school. You think when you go to school, you go learn to put education into your head. But a church, it's a spiritual thing. And when they are teaching you something that is a form of education, so you're not taking it that way, but you are gradually the words and the meanings. Oh, so while we are living unwittingly about what we are taught, the people who set up the church are laughing because they can see that we don't realize what we're doing, and we are spoiling every time, every day. See, because they don't have to run us down and get us to read the Bible. We are reading the Bible for our own sake, our interest, because we believe that the God of heaven is the subject of the Bible. And therefore, you know, they get us a rolling to believe that God is, you know, is the creator of all things. So this God in the Bible gets reverence and honor for all things. Think about that. And when we don't have any other knowledge about anything else to compare with that. So I realize, when I began to read and find out that there are the similar things in the Bible, it's not making sense. It's not helpful to me. I don't have anything else. So the only thing that's going to be else is what I am going to read and find out. And guess what? I have to make up my mind what am I going to do with what I am now reading. I have to make up my mind. And I can't call nobody else into this.
Don't call nobody else into this. And what I'm reading and finding out, I am the judge and the jury of those things to decide from what I understand. Will I turn back to the Bible? Will I continue to think that the Bible is of God and creators? At least I am understanding what I'm reading. So this is where it comes down to you and I. You know, it's good luck. Good luck. And we have individual sense to comprehend what we are reading and make distinction and where to draw the line. That don't make no sense. So that if you start telling people, say, the Bible is not really a good book, and they're going to come against you hard, right? And you'll say, well, look here. You don't get offended. So now you have to come to this realization that if you're going to tell people what you're understanding, you're not to get upset when they are angry about what you say. You know, you have to get that elevated in your thinking to understand the way energy works. You say and what you don't say. If you don't have that type of ability, you're not going to fear too well. And you'll fear well if you just to keep it to yourself and stuff and live the life you want to live, right? But I am not one of the people who feel like I am to shut up about it. I don't think that way. I don't see any reason for it to say anything. I gain boldness when I think if I understand what I read and it makes sense to me, based on the word sense I have, I want the challenge to talk to somebody and let them defend again what I say. You see, because I'm not making it up. I'm not making up what I read. So do think about if you're reading and you're not finding like the straight view, enter in at the straight gate and not the broad way of destruction. If you're reading and you have confidence in the word you are using, you know, and you have a previous understanding, let's say church understanding, now you begin to read and the Bible begins to really fucking shit to you. Your judgment is really what is on the throne now. You're going to judge yourself, judge everything else. If you're not blessed with that, you know, I tell you what, need a lot of pity, need a lot of help. See? And now, people who are able to accept help from someone and help to get themselves on their own thinking to fit, that's nice. That's wonderful. When somebody helps you to see because you're not seeing, but if somebody can take the time and reason, you will grow. You will grow, yeah. And well, who knows? You may become greater than who helped you. You probably only needed a little help to make, you know, the first step. And then once you see how the first step is made, then you know that, okay, I can make the second step, the third step, and the fourth step until you're okay. All right. Well, if the Bible, as I find it, only hard to understand when you are not understanding the words that you're reading, you know? In my experience, that is what I can tell you. Because for like about 50 years or stuff like that, I didn't really understand what the Bible was saying. That's true. When I started to read and notice the words, I realize that the Bible's story is, what I call it, diametrically opposed to civilization. And people just don't get up and start to run government. You do not. You just don't. We have a world history textbook that tells us about the past and where we are coming from. Nobody, 1,000 years ago, don't come and start to write about the way civilization, human civilization, how it come about, and it just began 2,000 years ago. You know, and you start reading about a lot of things that church defend. You see? And anytime we are not able to comprehend that history is hundreds of thousands of years ago where civilized people live in the world. No sodomites. So when we see sodomites come and take on, and the Western world, everywhere the black people is, these fucking body white people come and say, it's their place. And them have government, A.D. Anadamani. By the time I done read and understand the Bible, these fucking ass people don't belong among us, because that's what the history says. They don't belong among us at all. And they ain't the one with no civilized knowledge. They learn some. Learn some. They don't rule us. They don't rule us. And if we don't stand up for what rule us, kingship government and the Elohim God, who don't want to take that serious? Look, you're a human being. You don't really mean anything unless you're following historic record where tell your truth. That Bible we're talking about, revelation from God. God, we don't know how to make Adam and Eve. Are you following it? Don't follow that. Because it's not, the Bible is not telling you about no Adam and Eve. Strikingly lie. Holding on to the truth of history. Everything that is supposed to happen will happen. But if I follow the Bible, what is going to happen? 666. And that are going to happen. 666. And you give up your honors to be fucked by white people because they want your body to fuck. White people want your honors to fuck black people. And you don't have to believe what I say, because it don't go anywhere with this. Right? Belief in the church only takes you exactly where you are today. Because neither can you tell anything about Jesus that you believe in, because you don't know nothing what you're talking about. If the Bible is telling you that no Jesus exists, Jesus never wanted to become king. Jesus did not fulfill anything about peace and king to rule. That's what the prophecies say. And you can't show none of that in the Bible. What do you really have to say about Jesus? You're an idiot. Because the Bible doesn't produce a Jesus. If we face off with this, the white people will disappear. Yeah. So they're in a hurry to make sure that black people don't know nothing at all, and they won't have to account for anything, and they will, you know, get to live a little longer, I guess. You see, because their foreparents died. The Neanderthals, they died out because of us. And they're trying not to, to be extinct. We don't try to extinct them. They are trying to extinct us. That's what the white people are trying to do. Because they come from Neanderthals. Yes, they came first from Homo erectus. And because they don't have no civility whatsoever, okay, to reckon with, no more than lower animals have some sense. These folks never spoke any language to read now and working all and talk about they're running the world, and we don't have no sense to question what they do. Don't you're not going to tell me that now. No, you're not going to tell me that. Because if you tell me that, you're going to have to answer to what I say. You got to show how what I say don't exist in no history textbook or nothing. Once you're going to tell me about what's in the Bible, and I'm going to ask you, what academic consultants and teachers review certified what the Bible says? You're going to try to convince me that you don't need them for it to be right. We're not going to find out which other way anything gets right. And you will have to explain it. What happened to the people who lived before you come and write a Bible? What happened to those people for thousands and thousands of years? And what happened to the tradition that is written in certified world literature textbook? The Bible is not certified. Why should anybody believe the Bible that is not certified by no academic people whatsoever? The world history textbook, they can pack it up with as much lie as they want because they think it has credibility once it's in the world history textbook. But somebody's going to read it and find out that, oh, somebody fucked up this world history textbook. That's the way word is. You're reading words, and you don't know what it is carrying. And you're assuming that you are right using those words. Those words are your worst enemy. Because somebody is going to read them and find out what you say and find out your location and your place in life. Because they read it. And you even feeding people with the nonsense. And when they read it, you don't know that's what they find about you. And they find out that you extinct long time. You know, you're talking a whole bunch of nonsense long time. An engineer in anything. And you begin to talk nonsense to them. You know what? They may just walk away from you and don't say nothing. Because you're too dangerous with your ignorance, right? So what I'm trying to say to you about the time that we are living in, we have to realize the information that tells us exactly how life is lived, how it should be lived, acquainted with the historic record of the past that tells us before the flood of Noah and after the flood of Noah. We need to know that. Otherwise, people who have a little more sense than us is not going to deal very nice with us. And see here, we as black people, it is very sure that these white people, whatever it is that caused us to be in this situation we are in, it happened. Something happened. And if we don't do something about it, it is going to spoil us. Because you don't want to walk on a road that you don't know. You sure want to take a road that you know what we have to turn. All right? Yeah. Walk a road to know where to go on that road. Otherwise, go out of your jurisdiction where you want to be. All right? Listen. The point I am making is one of individual mental responsibility. Because there's a lot of spoil happen to us and the way we think and the way we behave. Because if you check it out, other people are influencing you more than you influence yourself. And you tell me if you think that's a nice thing. It's sure not. Sure not. Well, you know, I mean, I have to talk from, you know, my understanding, because life is tough to have command over. It takes us to understand the kind of thinking that will put us as an individual in the right position. Because if you don't think out your position, you will be confused, full of confusion. That's why if you don't take control of what you read and decide what it says, you're going to wind up into confusion too, because you have made moves, make choices you should not have made, because you sure did not know how to make that decision. Now guess what? If you were reading well and you come across something that you don't understand, you will know how to get your answers, because you know there are people you can ask questions who pretty much at least in some way give you an idea. If they don't come right on and tell you, which is good, then they may be able to bring you closer to it. I don't know. You may just find your way after that, based on what somebody tells you. Wrong with listening to the views of another person about whatever. It is for each individual to have a sense of independence, have good judgment about things. You hear somebody say something and you're listening to them, you want to find out what key, what pitch they're in playing their tune. See, because you can't come with your instrument, I mean your argument, you know, talking all kind of madness. No. And find out exactly what energy is active here. You know, when you hear what this person says, oh, well, you know what? I don't want to hear those kind of things. And, you know, you're not interested into those things. You know, we are to be concerned. And don't let anybody tell you that you're behaving like you're this and you're that and stuff like that. Because you know your mind. You know your, you know, your, you know, kind of tilt that you want on something. And if you're going to tell somebody something, you must know whether or not you want to lie to the person, make excuses, and, you know, just get them off of you. Or do you really want to be helpful when somebody asks you a question? And you're going to look for exactly what you think to be the truth and tell them. A lot of people not able to do that because guess what? They're too confused to try that. You see? Because a lot of people are carrying themselves pretty much like wind blowing dry trash on the ground. Or blow them off the ground into the sky and have them just going nowhere. Take control of your thinking is one of the best things I can tell you. Because if you take charge of yourself and you're not making certain type of a mistakes, you know, you have to go a lot to feel like, okay, I'm pretty good now. I'm not perfect, but you know what? I love how I am thinking and how I'm carrying myself. When you are able to do that and you're at peace with people, even if some people don't like you, what you like, the problem is not yours. It's theirs. All you want to do is just give thanks that, you know, you have found a way to think and to benefit yourself. You know, the time to be deceased will come. Whilst we are alive, this is when we want to, like, you know, get ourselves in the best shape we can. You see what I mean? And a lot of things going on in the world right now, we need a lot of people to become conscious of ourselves and the world pass on to us that tell us things that blow your mind. If you can hold on to it. But too many of us not holding on to the prehistory that tells us. And if you keep on saying history is his story and all kind of shove aside of the history. And people write all kind of things going to all kind of crisscross, you know, direction. And you cannot tell what they are doing because you don't understand the words you're reading. The stories you're reading. You see? And we have Chinese, Indians, Arabs, Hispanics, and so forth and so on. And we have the white people there. Which of the groups of people on planet Earth right now that you are concerned about more than others? Are you concerned in the negative sense about the Chinese and you have the reasons, I mean, good, solid, conscious, sober, intelligent reason why Chinese are dangerous or whatever be what you think about the Chinese? Do you think you have reason to be afraid of the Chinese with their military might or whatever, or their technology? What about the Chinese that you are concerned about? All right. Same question for the Indians. Right? Have you read the World History textbook about the Chinese and now about the Indians? Do you know you can classify them? And most of all, you know about them for quite some time. So the thing is, what about them that in a historic sense and their behavior over time, what about them that make you afraid of them? Okay, compared to which of these groups you're most concerned about, the white people and all the black people together? You know, can you do that? If you don't do that, you're pretty confused. I have a friend here. A caller here, and I want to hear what this caller has to say here. 864, how are you?
Brother, how are you, brother?
I am here, man, and it's good to have you on.
Yes, man, it's good. It's good to be on this type of platform, man, speaking to the minds of our sick and frustrated and you know, our weak people. I'm just going to be honest and say it, man.
What did you say about us?
I was just saying, I said it's good that you are speaking to a conversation that can help strengthen our weakened people. It's very important.
Wait a minute, though. Where have you been?
Man, I've been taking care of my family, brother. You know, that's been the big thing, just making sure I'm out on the home front, taking care of, you know, taking care of the family.
Well, you know, you have to know that I know that relationship on just about on every most levels, it's very rare when you have a connection with somebody and it goes on for years and years. And
uh-huh.
I know that when the time comes, you know, the energy will carry people in different directions. So being that you and I, we have been talking for quite a few years now, right?
Yeah.
And it is a connection that, you know, is not bothering me in any kind of way. It's one that I feel very good about. And don't have any, like, you know, any feeling like, oh, you know, I'm tired of him or something like that. I don't have none of that. So when I don't see you for a while, I think and say, I wonder what happened. You have the covert out there and all this kind of thing, you know, what if anything happened? And you know, and I don't hear anything. But I think a lot about you.
Okay, absolutely, the same here, brother. You still doing the work, brother? That's very important. Keep up the good work, brother.
Hey, look here. I think that. We are at a very crucial time now. We are at a very crucial time because I'm telling you, the government, as far as the government of the world is concerned, and as far as the history book is concerned about government, the government of the history book is not the government that we have that is running business. And that, to me, I mean, for a while now, like you probably aware, I am very concerned about that. And I haven't heard of anybody. I haven't seen anybody that come forward and begin to make that a problem and like say, begin to like either use the Bible or use history itself and begin to like, you know, point out what needs to be done. It's nobody concerned about that. So this generation will be gone. Like when we came along and now we are going to go and the next generation, if we don't leave something for the next generation coming, I tell you what, right now, the black people are not in good shape when it comes to the next, leaving the next generation.
Right. And I think what you actually finding, you know, is, you know, that's what our people, the cultures, the traditions, our ancestors found to be very important in African spirituality. Because it allowed you to do the work even though you weren't at a physical place. It allowed you to focus and see and remember, recall the conversations, the instances that you had with your ancestors. Even though they're not there, you can recall the words, the wisdom. Like I said, again, the memories, the connection, right?
Yes.
This is what you understand. You see the importance of the connection. Now we've gotten the Bible in the church and we have no reason to see the connection because we know and we feel like Jesus is the connection that actually allows us to be connected to our divinity. You understand? So therefore, that is where a lot of our people are. They're still lies within religion, religious thinking, even though, you know, our people can go to other forms of metaphysical, conscious thinking. We still have become wayward and detached from the African thinking that allowed our ancestors to do so many great things. When we look at the Nile Valley, I asked Renoko Rashidi, you know, we know that brother has gone on to do plenty of works on, scholarly works, studying where Africans have gone. He's gone to over 120-some-odd countries. I've never known any man to do that, especially looking for black greatness. And I asked the man, where is it that he saw the African will at its greatest or at its highest? Meaning, where is it that he saw black people doing the greatest? And he told me, nowhere outside of the Nile Valley. So it is very important to see, go back and understand. A lot of people might, you know, down talk me because I do pick up and practice the works of our ancestors on the Nile Valley, the Kemetic traditions, right? And therefore you can find people that are down talk, and then they say, well, hey, if it didn't work for them, or if they are no longer, if they fail, how can you say that this is going to work for me? But again, our ancestors had water. They knew plenty of things. There were plenty of things that worked for them. You understand that we just need to go back in and to understand those systems, to understand those traditions, and understand also where it was that we went wrong in the face of the European. Where is it that we went wrong? What was it that we were doing that allowed us to be susceptible to the Hyksos, the Asian invaders, the Dutch, whoever the invaders were? So going back into that is where we're going to find the importance of reconnecting the dots. Right on. We saw our ancestors, even though the Nasubati or the Pharaoh had died, the family, the community, they would still continue working, even though he's not there. So even though a generation is not there, we want to know that the same model that our children are practicing, the same culture that our ancestors were. But because our children are not now, because our children are practicing the ways of our ancestors, when you're talking about practicing and preaching and bringing what it is that we're bringing, they're looking at us as so foreign because we've allowed the European to train our children, whether it be with watching the TV, listening to the music, watching the movies. Now the more that we do that, we allow our children to now have a European, Indo-European worldview. So now that's what makes this body warp or this body swap, where the European is going to come and steal your culture while he's going to give you his culture, which is a dead culture, which is a culture of nothing. That's why you can go and see the Jews. With the Jews, you know, Jesus was a Jew. So that means the Christians are following Judaism. Judaism is one of the older religions. But when you go to Judaism, you'll still find Jews practicing a lot of the tradition that we had in voodoo, the Kemetic tradition, the Juju tradition. You still see them cutting and killing animals and spilling blood and doing the same things that our people, quote-unquote, demonize. Our own people would demonize our ancestors and the ways of our old traditions that kept us alive. And, you know, not knowing that our people, they'll go pray to the preacher or go pray to the priest, and the priest and the preacher, they're doing behind the walls, they're doing these rituals and they're doing all this type of stuff, you know. So it's very important to go back in and reclaim what is ours, you know. Very important.
Listen, all right. I listen to everything you say, right?
Yes, sir.
And let's put this view on the table and see if we can find something to, you know, to grab a hold on and make something of the view. And in a court of law where you have a case being tried by two attorneys, right? One is for the plaintiff and one is for the defendant. Now, you have a time before what they call the discovery is over. One side might decide that they have reason to dismiss the case and will file a motion for dismissal based upon certain facts, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, think about the process here. If you file for the judge to dismiss the case based on what you find that supports your position, dismissal you want, you going to tell the judge that and point and show the law that supports the dismissal of that case before you go to trial. Now, that's a serious stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
That is a serious thing. All right. Now, as far as what you say is concerned, those things that you say, over all this time, though, because you're talking about some, like, at least 2,000 years. Bible is almost 2,000 years old, right? And when they make the AD Anadarmani calendar, it's like 2,021 years gone now. Now, the position that we are in is one that have us talking, doing a lot of talking over all this time, right? By many people of our own people that we can call in here. Marcus Garvey, go right down the line. DJ, Dr. King and Malcolm X, and you have the, Farrakhan out there, and Jesse Jackson, and all these kind of people. And today we have what's called...
No, I was just agreeing. I was just saying, yeah. That's
okay,
right.
Okay. And then we have what is called Black Lives Matters today, right? And this guy, they just killed this guy, you know, where this white guy, I mean, stepped on his knee and his throat, and I guess something on must his foot, one of his foot, his knee maybe in his back or something like that. But that guy is killed. You think after they killed the guy in New York, the big guy, I forget what his name was, about a year or so ago now. You mean
George
after they
Floyd.
Kill a... Eh? Yes. You want to tell me that after 400 years, we have... That is still going on in New York. They killed the guy like that. When the guy said, look, I can't breathe, and like three cops on top of him. You want to tell me just about a year ago, and now just this maybe what? Maybe 2 years now, because this other guy that they just killed the other day now. Why does the presidency of the United States that has the responsibility by the Constitution, 14th Amendment, to protect black people, they are killing black people at such a rate right in front of our faces? Until now. And what president always do when these things happen? You see? That's the state, and black people is no longer respected by the white people and the government that they have and the Supreme Court. Black people don't have any kind of respect. And as we're the law as the federal government is concerned, if you have any idea of the federal laws that they have and as concerning black people, when you're going to court like about discrimination on your employer, you're not going to win. And if you go to an arbitration, you're not going to win, because the arbitrator, they have the mentality, white supremacy mentality, to win against your white employer. Now, here are black people today. We are in Europe, and these people are in America, and that's New Canaan for them. Okay? That's where we are. This little chatter that we are doing, if we don't do like the attorney and say, all right, judge, I am motioning for a dismissal of this case based on this and based on that. If we don't do that, move for summary judgment, we will be talking until we are dead. Because all of the foolishness in the Bible, we believe it. We believe that wise men follow a star to see a baby Jesus. We believe that Jesus come and fulfill the prophet of Isaiah, and none of it is fulfilled. None whatsoever. They write something completely opposite of what the prophets say the messenger, the prophet would do. And neither the black guy who they crucified did not fulfill those scriptures. The black guy that the Jesus story started with, him never fulfilled nothing. So all this Yeshua that black people are talking about, that guy, who they're calling Yeshua, was no prophet at all. You see, and all that people are praising that guy, and they don't see making any fuss about that the white people has eliminated the name of that black guy, Yeshua God. You see, they eliminate his name and now give white black people the Bible with the white Jesus Christ. And black people don't have a problem with that. Black people say, well, what the color no matter. Look, as far as we've been in the psychological dungeon, we are not close to stop this fucking nonsense. Now, guess what? You know what the real problem is? Why we don't make any progress? Can you point to one solid thing? No, guess what? You know of one thing? If you don't know anything, I'm going to tell you one. Where you got? Are you there?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, you did you hear my question?
No, no, not the last part of it. What was
okay.
It again?
All right. My question is, the reason why we have been talking for like 2,000 years, and The white people 2,000 years ago in the Bible today, all over the Bible, not one place, not two places, not three places, all over the Bible, it calls who were Jews 2,000 years ago.
Right.
Who were Jews?
Yeah,
in the Bible.
Jews were the Jews, as they put it in the Bible, are referring to the people, you know, who wrote the Bible. So
not who wrote the Bible. No. I'm not talking about who wrote the Bible. I'm talking about who were Jews. And look, right or wrong, we're just talking about what's in the Bible, because it's the Bible that we're using to control morality and everything in the world today, right?
When you say who were Jews, the black
who were people. Jews? Who the Bible says were Jews 2,000 years ago? What kind
black,
of people
black,
were Jews?
The black man is original Jew, but they say that the white wall.
All right, wait, no? All right, so you said 1,000 years ago, like when they said the wise men followed the star. It points out in there that the Jews were black people, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, good. So today, who are Jews today, whether in Palestine or in America or any place in the world? Who are people are Jews today?
White boy.
All right, good.
White boy.
Now, all right, good. Do you know how far along the centuries that there is writing that black people, the Jews, ran away from the Gentile white people them in Palestine? You know, up to 1506, up to 1506, there is account there that points to the black people as Jews running away from these faggots.
Right.
Okay. Yes, where they kill like 2,000 of them who first turned Christian because they were being chased by these faggot homosexuals. Chased out of Palestine. Now, so what I'm trying to tell you here, the fact that black people are still sitting down and they're talking about Israeli fears and now Palestine and Israel can't come to no agreement. And black people don't have no argument. Black people don't have no argument to say, wait a minute, you have a Bible here that says black people are Jews, right? Now you strip them, officially strip them, and calling yourself European Jews and all kind of Jews. And back there, there were no other Jews. And they themselves revere and make a Abraham and a God. Them same sodomites make Abraham. And write, we writing them, they writing them for us. And here we are, going to church. And how much black people this this sodomite white man shoot up in the one of them states up there under Obama's time. About nine black people, this guy, you know, after I sat down in the church and listened to what they're saying for about 45 minutes or so, get up and begin to shoot them down. You see? And they talk about how much they respect that guy who come in the way they treat the guy. You know, because he's white, killing nine people. The government, the so-called government, A.D. and Adamani government in America, want black people to be killed. So they don't have no policy, even though the Constitution is supposed to be the law of the land, they say, but it's not law of the land when it comes to the black people. It's only about them. And we cannot point out yet, my brother, why they are able to do such illegal things, and we are still here talking and trying to help beg them for bread. Why? Why we don't have a legal argument? Do you want me to tell you? Do you know why we don't have a legal argument? I'm gonna tell you if you can't tell me.
I got my input on it. The reason why we don't have a legal argument is because the white man doesn't stand for law. When you come into the table with a lawless person under the name of law, you're always gonna get screwed. It's like if you are one that likes to bet, someone that doesn't like to pay up, there is no law there. So you can't really get upset at the end of the day because that person didn't pay you the last time. Now you believe him and you want to get into an agreement with him. When you're talking about the white man's terms of law, yeah, he understands what our law is, and he may practice a certain code of conduct behind, you know, whatever wall. But the reality is that he doesn't have a law when it comes down to protecting those that are not of his race. You know, and when you look at it, his premise is a very fundamental premise. You know, my grandmother used to tell me self-preservation is the first law of nature. So you're, in actuality, the European isn't actually wrong for doing what he has to do in order to survive. Now nature has put it up to us, because this cracker ain't going to come save us. White Jesus ain't coming to save you. Ain't none of this shit coming to save you that this cracker has created. So now what the creator is putting upon us, what the universe, what the ancestors is putting upon us, is to actually go back to our playbook, go back to the resolutions, go back to the way that our ancestors answered problems that we were up against. But since we're now trying to answer African problems with a European mind, that's why we would never get anywhere. Nor should we deserve to get anywhere. That's why that white man is going to continue putting his boot in our ass, putting his boot on our neck, because all we do is say, well, hey, we're going to pray about it. We'll let white Jesus come and fix it for us, or let's vote and let's let Biden fix it for us. And as long as we think this white man that has constantly beat our ass is going to now grant us with some type of valid resolution, with some type of valid resolve for the black mind, for the black problem that this cracker created that. And so now his wars, all of his stuff that he has today is a one where it's constantly being fueled by him stepping on the backs of black folk. So even though you don't have slavery here in America, you have slavery by another name, because now they lock brothers and sisters up for no reason. I know brothers and sisters have gone to jail for marijuana, for selling marijuana. But then on the backside, what they're doing now is letting little young white boys come in and make millions of dollars off marijuana, right? So this is kind of showing you the impartialness, the unfairness of this system. But at the same time, the system is running like it was designed to run. You understand? I'm mad at us as black people, the one that has been foolishly educated by this white man into believing what he tells us to do. He done told us, hey, just go to this Bible and pray about it. We done prayed about it. Ain't nothing happened. We still getting fucked up. Hey, we done prayed three times a day. We done went from praying to Jesus every night. Well, now we praying three times a day to Allah, right? Did Allah fix it for us? No, Allah didn't fix it for us. We done prayed to Yahweh. We done sung. We've done all types of stuff to only still be in the same problem. Not only where I stay at, it goes on all around. Where you see white people are still moving up front. They're still the well-to-do, right? They're not getting their retribution. They're not getting payback. So I think our modality of thinking is going to be lodged and having conversations like these. Even though when you and I engage, we might not be all the time fully 100% right, right? But our people need to start coming to these types of conversations to ask questions, to hold us accountable, to ask me questions, to ask you questions. So now we can start engaging in the level of conversation that's needed to now have the movement, to now have the culture, because right now our children are hearing this, oh, pop it low, or kill my brother, or I'm going to kill this nigga. You know, that's what our children are listening to. So therefore, that's the mantra. Those are the affirmations that our children are singing. This is, again, particle magic. This is juju. We need to take control back of our wand. That's why the Jews are very, very adamant about controlling the entertainment world. So because that's why they call it the Hollywood, the holy wood or the holy wand. They want to cast the spell and now have you thinking this thing or have you thinking this. And all the while they over there doing this.
All right. Now, I hear you, right? I hear you. Now, remember, what you say, you know, you raise very good points. And some points that you raise, more than one, it has the remedy in it, but you don't use the remedy yet. You see, that you're pointing out some things that in order for you to figuratively speaking, file a motion for summary judgment, just to say, to dismiss these white people on summary judgment of a declaration. You're not going to deal with no gun, or you're not going to deal with, you know, changing your address or something like that. You're going to just live exactly where you are, work like you are working, but you are going to write a declaration to kick them out. To kick them out. And you can only do it all by yourself. Like, I am sitting right here. I mean, we haven't talked for a while, but you know, it was very nice when you come in, because there's not anybody that is coming in here and talking by and talk to me like to do, right? And part of it is because of the declaration that I find. We don't need to go out there and lava with these sodomite white people. We just need, like I said, the point of certain things in what you said a while ago. But guess what? You don't bring those things for a declaration. We want those things that you say to become a declaration to drive them out. And once we begin to talk the right truth and have the right attitude, they will no longer be here. It's not a joke. But we can't be going to their church. We can't be voting for them and all this kind of stuff. It's the reason why nothing has not happened. And we can count the amount of things that, you know, is a good point. But we only talk because these guys continue to laugh after us because they think it's not a legal thing or shot of a legal thing. Why we don't make any progress? No.
Right.
It's because we are not talking the right thing. You see, we'll talk around it, but we can't bring it to fruition and take that out. You see, we have not done that. You don't hear all the black people up in Washington, they talk and all that kind of stuff that they comment and stuff like that. You don't hear them, none of them take up the textbook and say what government is. They're afraid to do that. They can't do it when they go to the white man church. Like Dr. King, he was a reverend. Jesse King, a reverend. Al Sharpton is a reverend. And yet they come and talk about Black causes. They will never talk about the history of the pre-history before the flood. And the time. Huh?
No. I was just agreeing with you. That's the important part.
All right.
You said,
no.
Knowing the history.
If we don't take up the governmental law with these people, you can talk as much as you want, because they're going to tell you that the law of land is the federal government. No,
mm-hmm.
you have to take up the information that is certified by academic consultants and teachers' reviewers. Not just what them say is legal, but is legal from antiquity. Because kingship and law code didn't start by 2,000 years ago. King David, wasn't he there 2,000 years ago? He was before that time, right? So the laws that they talk about is Moses' law, 10 laws. Come on, I'm your rabbi, right? Like about 250 law codes. Sargon and Hernamu. And Kish was the first place in Samaria to establish kingship. The second time after the flood. These Sodomite people are never civilized. These white people. They come from Homo erectus. They breed up with the Neanderthals and eventually breed up with some of the people they would never have the sense and breed up and have a lot of intellect on their side. They are not stupid. But we they're not to be compared with black people, no matter how stupid we may be. But we are hybrid people, and they don't write that in the Bible. Why we don't make a fuss about them write the Bible and don't write that black people are hybrid? And that is the official issue. All right. So what I'm trying to say to you, the reason why we are going through this turmoil, it is because of the calendar. You know about the AD and the Adamic calendar, bro? AD and the Adamic calendar.
Oh, the calendar?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, right.
All right. Listen.
Right. The clock.
Look, I don't know if you're ready for this, right? But please be ready. The reason why we are having the problem, and you know, you're nobody talk about it, is because of the calendar that gives them the ability to create this cleave bubble system of bureaucracy. Okay? And if you're following, if you know about when they overthrow the king in Italy, you know about that? All right. You know what it gets?
Yep.
Extra all right.
Days on the calendar.
Huh?
You got the days taken away from the calendar. And
wait,
the Roman Gregorian calendar.
All right. Hold a second there. The first place in my research where the white people began to be a political problem, right? Political problem, meaning they didn't have the outfit like they have today because they have AD and Adamani calendar. And prior to that, about 456 years, they were only doing political activity, right? Because they took the military from the king in Rome and say it was a coup, you know, it was a coup they staged, and where the Pope is at St. Peter's Basilica, that's the place where the king was, you see. And what is shocking to me is that Africa has done absolutely zilch, nothing at all to deter what these sodomites have been doing. And it is 12,000 years ago, according to the history, they learned a little language from the black people. Okay? And learned a little civility. Search and find out what have they ever done politically before 509 BC. Before 509 BC, what have they done politically? Do you know of anything? All right. That was the date when they do the overthrow, 509 BC. And they took the military and the dress code and books off with it. And all they do, they sweep up the black people because that's all they deal with is the wealth of the black people. All right. Because we don't know much about the history, and I just start to read the history like going like about 3 or so years now, and that's where I found this story because I never heard nobody say nothing about it before. So when I start to read it, I said, wow, it wouldn't be in here unless, you know, it is true. They wouldn't have this, and especially with these so-called white people, so-called Romans around, they would not have that story in the World History textbook. So I knew it was true, and it's elaborate. Why do they put the criminal act they do against kingship government, the hybrid people, the Elohim establishment? Why they do something like that and write it like it's legitimate in the World History textbook? Why do they do that? They are not civilized. They really not, they are accountable for what they do, but they don't have any conscience. And they are, you know, mixed breed. And because of the cross breeding that they do, they have blood in them. They're not supposed to have in them pictures. And it's the reason why they are, forever sodomites. And they're proud to be sodomites. And if you read in Genesis, 18 and 19, you will see what sodomite is like. They are the ones that write it in the Bible. No black people don't write those things in the Bible. All right? So what I'm trying to tell you is that according to the history, exclusively, it is a well, big, long narrative of how they overthrow the king and took the military away and take the position. They're not going away. Anytime they steal anything from you, they're not moving. You have got to go. Not going anywhere. And so is Rome, so is Australia, so is New Zealand, so is well, almost Egypt, because you know, you go to Alexandria and you see what they do in Egypt, right? They weren't able to hold on to Egypt like they hold on to Palestine. But look, they leave from Palestine and come to America, right? But all that takes quite a few hundred years to America, like almost 2,000 years before they get to America. So where did they start? Is 509 BC. And check backwards. What have they done militarily prior to that? Nothing. So they decided, and like I said, they got wise over 12,000 years. That's what I find. They're coming from back in the Neolithic period. And then by then come to the Bronze Age, they begin to retell. But they did not have no political thing to work with. But they learned gradually, go and learn from the pantheon of the gods, where the god had like a university that teach anybody to be like them civilized, right? So where they got their teaching and grooming to make the problem what they're doing. But during the time, they are screwing up with the Neanderthals, like about back some 40 or more thousand years ago, you see? And that gives them some higher level human knowledge, but not really civilized. What makes us civilized is because we are mingled with Homo sapien blood, wise Homo sapien, and the blood of the gods bound together. That's what makes us hybrid. That's what the white people don't want the world to know, because if they must admit that black people are the blood of the gods, you know, like they have it written in the Bible, I said you are gods, but you shall die as men, but children of the Most High. That is because we are hybrid, made by the Elohim God, to be, be servants, primitive workers. That's what the history says, official history. You see what I mean? Now, what they have in the Bible is not certified at all by nobody at all. So why are we going to church on the basis of Adam and Eve that was created in a garden, and that garden don't appear nowhere at all? No historian certified that Adam and Eve was put in a garden right over there. Nobody at all. So all the whole thing about church and what we're doing, that is something that black people should summarily dismiss. Dismiss. We should not have a Bible like that that tells us all about St. Paul and all these whole bunch of stuff. And there is no civility to that. Nobody to say it's true. And the book that is true, we don't read it because them tell we not to read it. And only Jesus will fix everything for you. And Jesus and his Father God is not anywhere in any history. Not in any history. And this is what is the problem. We're going to talk and talk until we do not accomplish anything. Or the white people, they know better than what we're talking about. Then we are not talking the legal ramification of they taking over the world. You see what I mean? When you have the truth in front of a person, it is impossible for them to make excuses and jump around it. All right. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. Thank my friends for dropping around. And, of course, you know, time is time. And thanks very much for coming in and for the conversation we have so far. All right. Like I was saying, people have got to be responsible for what they think and the quality of life they want to obtain. No joke about that. And so I will try to bring to a closure what I was saying. So finally, on the discourse, having with my friend, I would just say that the white people don't have any legal foundation to stand on to talk about they are ruling the world. None whatsoever. But they are violating the valid law, the land. They don't have no law of the land. None of us pointed out to them. Nobody pointed out to them. The action that they have been committing against black people, nobody else. Ethnic people, whether it be the Chinese, the Indian, or stuff like that. We are the ones that they target because they are sodomites. And we don't tell them that they're sodomites, that they are a sodomite culture. We don't tell them that. So why do you think they are going to go anywhere besides trace us down everywhere we go and kill us and claim that they have the power? If you tell them about the calendar that they wrote and they claim is law, what about the law that exists before their time? Black people were from that time when we were created. Some 300 to 200,000 years ago. We don't make sodomites come and tell us that they rule us. No. because they have to come from somewhere with an origin that they represent. This is who they are. They're not telling us who they are when they come here, and they always talk about their history since they come to America. What kind of back and front nonsense is that? No, I was born in Jamaica and I migrated to America. I'm not going to talk about my history unless I talk about Jamaica as where I was born. But in a human existence, I am an African. An African by the blood of the gods. We are the heir of what the gods, the Jews on earth, not these sodomite white people, fucking ass, too. Fucking ass. And contaminate people with the concept of fucking ass. Please. Okay? And they are sitting here right in our faces. Oh, they are the ones that run the world. Oh, they are the ones that fuck and lead the world astray and tell lies about God. And there is no God in what they're talking about. You see what I mean? So the point is, if they are mightier than us, let it prove itself. I can tell you, I have no weapons at all. I have no weapons at all. And what I see these white people come into our territory everywhere we are, bring them homosexuality, come spread it, all kind of virus and disease on us, right? And them Bible with our character in there talking about God and all that. Oh, this kind of ignorance got to go. That ignorance got to go. So I'm telling you, they can, you know, imitate and wrongly emulate the work of the gods. We are the ones that are supposed to guard we have. We're not guarding what we have. And we allow these fucking ass to come write book, Bible, and write up all over history book and said they have law of the land. Yeah, come and prove that you have law of the land. Prove that you have a court system for black people. You're going to tell you, oh, we never born. No, we don't come from nowhere. The God's blood is inside of us. And if you think it's not inside of us, wait a little longer, because the time is going to come. You're going to find out whether the God's blood inside the black people, because and all of us gone astray. All of us don't fall for what you have brought and say, you know, faggot, homosexuality, ain't nothing wrong with it. I'm the only one that said that. It is not in our bloodline, not in our civilization. So you better know, it's not we invading you. You invading us, not ordinarily. That's what you do. If you can't see it, because I think you fuck too much ass, you don't have any content for what you do. All right. Well, here is one person who can tell you that you're fucking sodomite. You have no sense about civilized law, and that is exactly what the problem is right now. Black people allow you, Africa allow you to do these things. Well, you stop it now. Because as long as we have the truth, that's the force you have to reckon with. You don't see what I mean? We have the tornadoes. We have the visitation of the gods that is going to fix your business. It's not a joke, okay? Life is not for fuck. And if you think it's a joke, keep on pushing. So, the calendar. You have a calendar that you say make you control everything. Well, let's find out where you get the calendar from. The AD and the Domini. You just show it. Because you don't want to talk to nobody else but your own fucking self. You see? Because, yes, that's where your law come from, to fuck at. In what you contrive. Byzantine, Roman Republic, and all these old bunch of Philistine and all kind of names that you all go about with. Let's talk about it. Talk about it if you want, but I'm telling you, the road is out there for you to go back to where you come from. All of you sodomized white people, go back to where you come from, because we never call you here. And don't come here and tell us that it's our place, because you are going to hear the fact about history, not your Bible that have no certified history whatsoever. Adam and Eve, that you're fucking desperate writing to fool people, because you're desperate to rule. Clear declared curse on Indo-European for conquest, assuming African wealth and identity. Curse them. That's all black people need to do. It's to curse these white people that you think are good for you. They ain't good for you. Not in 1% belong where their indigent where they come from, where they originate. They don't have anything. They see we have things, and they find a way to come and get it. You don't have it anymore. Because much of it is because our people never understand anything. You think we don't understand anything? Try. Try. Because the truth is really what is needed. The legal, the government. There were no governments at all. And you come and make a government, that's a different story, but that's not the case. Right? And you don't have any sense to run government, because you only have a government that is based upon the fact that the fuck it, and you want the rest of the world to do it. And we are telling you, say, no, get out. Because it's nothing I am doing besides, like, say, please, Enlil, please, Anu, please, Enki, please, Enlil, please, Enki, Ninurta, please, Zeus, please, fix this problem for us. Those who don't understand, don't understand. But those who understand, speak up. Speak up. Because if they think that because they have bombs and guns and all these kind of stuff, I know that they have that. I know they have a gallery of that. And, you know, it's not that about coward or anything like that. But there was a time when black people could have easily get rid of these white people if that was an agenda. But it has never been the agenda of black people to kill white people. No matter how dumb they were, and the fact that they were dumb, and we can show that every single thing they have, they steal it from us. Yes, it's the torture of them who feel like they have it all together. And here I am, I'm calling them, come and talk to me about it. Come and talk to me about it and see where you get. Then you're going to find out, say, hey, you're a criminal and you need to get out of the premises where you don't belong. Otherwise, the tornadoes and the rest of the kind of stuff you don't want. We really want the space to do according as we intend to live. And we don't want any honest fuckers among us to dictate to us and tell us that we ought to be sodomites too. And like there's no problem. And we are not to have any problem with it. Don't tell me we must learn to fuck ass. Because Huno don't have civilization. Us do. And you're trying to, like, coming to our civilization. Take your fucking ass out. All of Huno. Take the Pope and all of the fuckers. Take them back to where you come from. go back to the city or wherever you want to come from, where I come from Europe. Go back there. Because, look, I'm telling you, I have an assurance that existence is of the gods, and there is no other civilized history, prehistory, that tells you anything else, anthropic, beside the gods them that come here. And Michael Tellinger has it in his research. He did in South Africa, 2012. If that is not short of being convincing, it is the truth that anybody can go to South Africa and find 150 miles inland, the Abzu, right? A 200,000 metropolis is right there, twice the size of state of Texas. Go there and see that black people are not a mystery. We have a solid DNA fertilization in vitro creation, okay? And that's what these white people don't like, and that's why they claim that they have everything now. You claim you have everything, all right. How are you going to do without having anything? Because I don't know what you have is yours. Tell Bill Gates to get his thinking ass African character. Bill Gates, right? And all the rest of them are talking about that they are billionaires. Get all of us thinking ass out of America. Get out. Yes. I am the one to tell you to get on a stinking fucking ass out. Because you have a D-Anadamani calendar, and that gets you all of the spurious wealth that you have. All right? It is a legal problem, right? You create the problem. Good. You want to find out where you end up? Stand up to it. Right? And the best thing that you need to do is get your fucking eyes off America or Palestine or any other place. But these fucking mad, you know, I mean, Homo erectus offspring coming here and want to tell us that we must fuck ass 7, 8, 9, 10, a billion times. Don't come here and tell us to fuck ass, because you're going to get the Elohim puking and vomiting on you. That's what's going to happen. They don't value nothing. And they just need the right person to tell them. One of the opinions most persistently and widely held among American evangelicals today is that I beg your pardon, I had a little distraction here and had to like correct it. All right. So I'm all right now. So it's hard for people to accept the truth, because you have these white people now in America, and, you know, all they're filled up with is the fact that they come and seize America and kill off whoever they want. And they're all right now. All the people that they kill, that's all right. You know, because it's all a part of they doing business. Before they do business, what the world was like before 509 BC. Let's talk about that. And where are you coming from over the past 12,000 years? Let's talk about that. If you think it's a nice thing, you're going to see now the difference between people using guns to destroy other people and people using words to destroy other people. Right? Yeah, I was watching last night about in Oklahoma, right? Black people they don't respect, because we don't earn their respect. We must earn their respect by telling them what we know is true and what we know is civilization. And their fucking ass is not civilization. Tell them. You don't tell them. That's why they kill so many of us. You see, when I say so many of us, I just mean that's why they kill us, instead of saying many of us. That's why they kill us. They're not supposed to kill us. You see, if they want to go kill themselves, that's what they do, but they don't show off against us everywhere we go and settle down. And these guys who drop their drawers and fuck the other guy's ass, coming here to tell us that we are not humans. And the history is telling us, yes, we are anatomical. Wise, Homo sapiens sapiens. DNA fertilization in vitro, that's true. That's what the official history says. Your Bible don't say nothing about Adam and Eve in history. You know, show off on black people. You're going to find out how much you can show off on us. So it goes on to say here, this is their kind of talk. This is their kind of talk. It says, one of the opinions most persistently and widely held among American evangelicals today is that America had essentially Christian origin. This is a fucking lie. Okay? A sodomite lie. Their policy is the people. And they come in here, so now, and they feel so comfortable. They're talking about, you know, America, you know, has always had, you know, it has been held widely that American evangelicals today is that America essentially Christian origin. Where you get this whole bunch of under your crutches? Fucking ass. Where you get all these things from? They rest heavily on an appeal to the Puritan heritage as the most influential Reformation tradition shaping American culture. You hear this? Black people gone off the map. If were shown that the Puritans who settled America did not establish truly Christian cultural principles, that were in some important ways perpetuated, then the strong suspicion then strong suspicion might be raised that the entire case of a now lost Christian America rests on rather nebulous foundation. See, the search for Christian America. Page 28. The fact is, the Puritans were the forerunners today's kingdom, dominion, reconstructionist teaching. That is Christianity as a whole fucking ass. The Puritans believed that they were carrying to America true Christianity as decreed by the fucking honest sodomite God, especially as written in the damn fucking Old Testament, uncivilized Old Testament. They believe too that they were a divine mission to America, a place specially appointed by the fucking ass God to be the new Israel. It couldn't be anything else. So nobody write these things unless they're fucking the other guy's ass. you see, and lick his ass too, and suck his fallas. They are the ones that write these kind of stuff, and I'm not joking either. Okay? Talk to me and prove that I am wrong. Anything I say here, I'm getting it from the very, very bottom, you know, bottom of the scum. New Israel. That's right. That's where they are here in America, New Israel. All right. Let's see how further, how much further they have this New Israel. A theocratic city on a hill. Hear them? Yes. No, just 2.5 more lines. Here's this other culprit, fucking ass nonsense, in uncivilized, nowherean. Only America, only African place is some place to them. Nothing place else. Fucking ass fools them. John Winthrop, governor of Massachusetts Bay, assumed that he could transfer the principles of nationhood found in ancient Israel, Palestine, right, to the Massachusetts Bay Company with no need for explanation. No, because he can fuck all the ass and do whatever he please on black people from Africa to the West. No black people make one for them. This led the Puritans to led them to interpret, gave their own state and society the exalted status of a new Israel. This is where black people is absent from what these people are actually doing. My friends, this is what I have for you today, and I hope that you are benefited by what you hear today in some way, and I thank you for tuning in. Take good care, and so on. Mm-hmm.